Oh, hi. I know what a real comedy fan wants. You want to talk to real comedians just like me. So call now, 646-710-0949, and talk to real comedians in your area just like me. I know what a real comedy fan wants. I know all of their desires. So pick up the phone right now and call a comedian.
The hottest takes from the hottest comedians. Every Wednesday night, live from the green room of the Stan Comedy Club in New York City.
If you're 18 years or older, comics are standing by to talk to you. You want to talk about current events, music, news, sports, life, boys, girls. Make sure to call the bathhouse.
Real comedians, real comedy, real fun.
Call in to the bathhouse every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. 646-710-0949. Local charges may apply. Call now, boys. Is that too gay?
I mean,
pretty gay.
Turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch.
Oh, hi. I know what a real...
To the bathhouse, everybody. Derek Drescher filling in for Danny Polajuk on one of his 70 podcasts. The Raccoon Jew, I think he's, was he with family? Digging a tunnel somewhere?
There it is.
Where'd he go? Oh, he went to Europe with Ryan Long. Filling in for Danny Polajuk here at the bathhouse. I have some very my funny friends with me. To my right, Mr. J.C. Mendoza. To my left, Mr. Ryan O'Toole. And then Johnny Psyche. How's everybody doing? You guys all good?
Yeah.
All right, so let me explain the show. Oh, this guy's fucking back.
Get James on the line
just answer?
Right now.
Yeah, pick it up. Pick it up.
He's been calling since we've been here.
All right, this better be fucking good. And just so you guys know, the rule is that you can hang up on these people anytime you want. Go ahead, buddy.
We got JC Mendoza.
Yeah, that's me.
The unofficial co-host, Derek Drescher.
That's right.
Yeah, right there. You're
and we also got fucking... the salami nips himself. Now, I've seen old dark sweatshirt over there looking all clean with, he's looking comfy.
My man is horned the fuck up.
I don't remember your name,
bro. Who are you talking to like that? What the fuck kind of phone call is this? Are you fucking serious right
now? He's serious. Hear him out.
Where'd you even get this phone number?
Ryan, we're not fucking in the project. How'd
you
get this fucking bro when the show comes on? It puts the number out there.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
I will fight to keep this guy on the line the whole show.
You're going to jump through the phone and fight him?
No, I don't want that. I was just saying.
This is why the Irish are continuously in prison because of this shit right now.
Chase's girl, where's she at?
She's in the room.
She off screen?
My man.
Okay, here we go. Is it going to be an issue now?
Hey, baby, he's talking about you. But he thinks you're Jewish.
Yeah. Now it's a
he
problem.
He doesn't know that we're anti-Semitic. I'm just kidding.
Now it's a problem.
This is a train wreck. Like
are we talking about Jew tunnels now?
Yo, my man is off the rails.
I love how the screen's just panned only on Johnny, and all he's doing is just touching his nose.
Dude, this feels like that movie Eagle Eye.
You're Shia LaBeouf, motherfucker.
So how
I'm Hector Zeroni. I'm fucking digging holes, but somehow you're over there.
He's IMDb out this motherfucker. He's just naming Shia LaBeouf movies.
I remember that movie.
That was a classic.
It was a good movie.
Which one was it?
Holes?
Good book.
Dude, you don't know Holes? You didn't grow up, dude. What are you, over 35 if you don't know Holes? Come on. What are you, Derek Drescher?
The only fucking Shia LaBeouf movies I know is Transformers.
Disturbia was a good one.
Disturbia,
of course.
What's the
Megan
one?
Megan Fox's toast.
What's the one when he's fucking riding around selling people shit and like robbing them?
I thought you were going to talk about Guns Akimbo. That
dog,
came
my
out
man
like
James doesn't need help with anything. He just wants to talk.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man James.
What about Even Stevens, dude? That was one of the best things he did. Remember that show on Disney Channel?
That's how
he
came up.
Now you guys are best friends. I can't believe Ryan asked him how we got the number.
All right, okay.
I don't have Johnny's number. Johnny, you need to put that in the description, dude.
He said he doesn't have my number?
Yeah.
I thought he said he does have my number.
No. That would have been a problem.
Yeah, I would have left, man.
I don't have Johnny's. I want to do a voicemail, dude. I don't have Insta. I got YouTube and Snapchat. I'm a pedophile.
Yeah, man, you're walking the line, cuz. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
I mean, if you're going to walk the line, this is the show to do it.
Yeah,
our goal today is to get a second strike for Danny Polichuk. That's our goal.
There you go.
Yeah, dude. And Danny's not even here.
I don't, dude. He's not here. What the fuck?
What's he doing?
He's in... Where'd he go? He's in Europe. Europe? Yeah. He's in Europe.
Did Lev eat him?
Did Lev eat him? That's...
Holy shit. They're doing a rogue bathhouse right now?
This is a rogue bathhouse, buddy. Well, listen.
Fuck yeah.
Are you going to ask a question?
You're going to have to...
This is basically Gas Digital.
It's Gas Digital right now, yeah.
This guy taking a
you're
going
to have
right
to call
now?
Us back, my guy.
Natalie?
Yeah. Why don't you fucking come here and ask all these questions?
Hold on,
so
wait.
Did you switch?
I switched callers. I hung up.
He was jerking off 100% in the whole conversation.
I hope he calls back.
Yeah, now we got this caller. Guy calling on stop 6-7.
Hello, I am looking for Danny Polichuk.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I feel like this is Lev.
What's going on?
It's definitely Lev.
I'm looking for Danny Polichuk.
Oh, that's
crazy.
That's definitely Lev.
Can y'all hear this?
No, they can't hear it. Thank God they can't hear it.
This guy's doing a wild accent right now.
All right.
I saw him.
All right.
How do you know? What if that was a real Indian person?
I don't care.
How do you know? There could have been a real Indian guy.
All right. We got Johnny Psyche from the Johnny Salami Podcast. Johnny, good to have you. Ryan, what's your podcast called again?
Ryan O'Toole Podcast. New episode coming out this week.
This wasn't a joke. This is a podcast. Yeah. It's not funny.
JC Mendoza from Soft Launch. How's everybody doing today, guys?
Pretty good.
All right, I'm going to give this caller a minute. Last week, did we talk about Cat Williams at all or no?
No, I don't think
so. All last week we talked about was how black people and white people shower differently, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
What conclusions did y'all
white people don't wash their legs and they don't use washcloths.
That's not true. I wash my legs.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't used a washcloth a lot, but...
You dabbled.
Yeah,
washcloth.
It's not for me, but
you're a different kind of white person, though. You're on.
Watch your mouth. Though, first off, I'm white. Okay, I am. I'll make the case that I'm the best kind of white person.
Bro, Irish people are not white, bro. Come on.
I wasn't even talking about your ethnicity. I was talking about the fact that you're exploiting the welfare system like a real one.
Whoa, relax over here. No, that's not true at all.
I was looking up Irish slurs today. I saw one.
You have a lot of good ones.
Yeah, potato ape.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's wild. That's very funny.
Yeah. Irish kid is called the tater tot.
That's good.
Have you heard that one?
That shouldn't even be a slur. That's just cute.
Yeah, that's like a fun name.
Narrow back, which is like calling someone a cocksucker.
Narrow back.
Yeah.
These are Irish words.
Yeah, and then was it bog jumper?
I know what a bog is. What's a bog jumper?
Just a piece of shit Irishman, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never felt those applied to me.
Oh, McMillan. Maybe this guy's Irish.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely.
How you doing, caller?
Yo, what's up, Jesher?
What's going on, buddy? How can I help you? How can we help you today as a collective?
I want to know how Johnny Salami's, how many spots is he doing a week?
Jesus Christ.
Damn, dude. Everyone's asking the tough question.
Is this a comic?
This is a fucking roast, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
You want to answer that, Johnny?
I kind of want to hang up, dude.
I don't
want to
answer. I don't really want to be here.
I didn't want to answer.
No. Does that happen every time?
Dude.
Does that happen every time or is that
No, Johnny fucked up.
Oh, he's having a fun. No, he's just
that wasn't
fun.
You?
No, it shouldn't have been super loud.
Jesus Christ, that fucking. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know what's going on with our first three callers.
They're very into Johnny, though.
Yeah, dude. Is this like an intervention or something?
No. This wasn't. I don't know who any of the people are that are calling. Carter, hey, you were live at the bathhouse.
Carter, what's up? What question you have for Johnny Salami?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Johnny, how are things going with you? I really like the podcast. You have weapons grade autism, so you'll fit right in with the bathhouse community.
Oh, thanks, dude. Something positive, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I don't know what's like going on. Like, if something happened online where they're like, we're going to get this fucker tonight. Yeah. I don't know.
There's a bounty.
No. Like, legitimately, Johnny's like, he's like post, like he has the meta down. Like, he's gotten it. So he's like unapologetically himself. He just acts like an insane person. Like, he'll have a guest on his podcast and, like, talk about, like, how he eats cereal for, like, 30 minutes and, like, never mention that, like the Asian kid lore is super deep. Like, he has his baseball coach on, just random people from his life. He doesn't get, like, some of the comics he's hanging out with.
This is the first time you've spoken all day.
Who, this guy?
My man is working it out.
You've been sitting home. Well, you work from home?
Wait, you're asking where I work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got back for a business trip today.
Oh, from where? Where are you?
Where were you, you fucking cocksucker?
Yeah, where were, like, what city was the business?
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
I had a business trip to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee? What are you doing? What are you doing? Like eating cheese? Like what is a business trip there? What is it? A convention or something?
No, I mean we had some business meetings. Like business meetings are all garbage at this point. Like it could be a Zoom call. You just walk in. Like there's bagels. You're talking about business. Talking about getting stuff done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like someone has to leave because they're bad at planning their flight, so like you end up being like, oh, we'll just follow up with them.
Okay, well, they pay you, get like a stipend though to go out to eat or like drink or something though, right?
I mean, there's a snowstorm that came through, so like we just had some beats in the hotel.
Yeah, this is fucking riveting stuff.
Yeah, we've got nothing crazy.
Yeah,
get back to your dissertation on Johnny.
Go back to Johnny. That was fucking.
No, this guy's got to fart into the phone or something. Dude. He's gonna follow in my footsteps.
That's kind of depraved nonsense that you can expect from the Johnny Salami podcast.
No, Johnny Salami podcast is a great podcast. Yeah. I've been on it before. Very absolutely. Fun. Very fun to do. And you're growing now. All five callers
must be doing
have
well,
been
you know?
For you.
Yeah, I don't know what's
you,
going
yeah.
on right now.
You making
now, but,
any money off this thing?
No, dude, I'm struggling out here.
Hey, Milwaukee, send some fucking money to Johnny Salami or don't fucking call back.
Yeah, good. There you go. That's good. Good cut. Good cut.
Hello. You're live on the bathhouse.
What up?
Hey, y'all hear me?
Yes. Yeah, this guy's the best.
I know this is.
How you doing, buddy?
First off, I want to give a shout out to the very nice lady, Sam Santos.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very fun to shout out Johnny Salami and shout out to the dude with his emotional support. Autistic balloon string handling.
Hey, it's here for me, all right? It's fucking here for me.
Every time Ryan says that's mine, just hold this, hold this.
You know, it's good. It's good.
What you got going on today, buddy?
Man, you know, one of y'all's friends, Chris from Brooklyn, you know, he's the county commissioner for Kings County. I don't know if y'all know, you know, Crown Heights. Right in the middle of Kings County.
Mm.
You know, we make jokes. You know, I say, you know, bathhouse started a little late because Derek Tunnel in his way. I got the blood of the small hat, too, you know.
Yeah, he has Jew blood in him, this guy.
What's the big deal with these Jews burying these tunnels? Why are people...
Bro, they were behind... They were, like, right... They were in people's apartments, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did the people know that there was a tunnel there?
Dude, there's one guy who made a tweet.
There was a guy months ago about it.
And he goes, I swear to God, there's Jews in my walls. I hear Yiddish.
Yeah.
And
then he retweeted it because he was getting mad. I'm not crazy.
Yeah. And then he just tweeted yesterday, somebody owes me an apology. Yeah,
wait,
Danny runs this?
You think that's why he's not here?
Do you think Danny might be tunneling his way through Europe? Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but were they like breaking into houses and doing crimes?
They were like...
People could hear them.
Bro, they were making places to live. Yeah, they were committing crimes.
Yeah, they took mad mattresses out there in the tunnels. It was wild.
Does anyone own the property?
Yeah, the city.
Who gives a fuck if the city owns the property?
Ryan, they weren't zoned, bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not a zoned area. Everybody knows you can't build without a permit, Ryan O'Toole.
They're living in fucking the subway. They're living in the train right now. Why can't they live under
the ground? But they paid their $275. We didn't get a cent from the community.
$290.
What you got to admit? So what is to be admitted is, well, like, she's really popped off in New York.
Facts.
So she's really popped off in New York after a... What is it? You know, World War II and everything. Because apparently hiding in the attic ain't enough. Hiding under the floorboards ain't enough.
Ooh, this
running
is
off.
No, he's right, though. He's 100% right. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah. Is that what these Jews
were
saying?
So this is the thing.
They were hiding
there is
there?
Generational trauma from the Holocaust.
I could see that.
And you can't hide the blood libel in plain sight. Because... Hey, here's the thing. I have a thing about the blood libel.
Explain blood libel to JC real quick.
Blood libel. No. I'm going to tell you the Eastern European version of the blood libel.
Okay.
It is that Jews, you know, they're pushed around, blah, 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 yada, yada, and the great tale.
That's a big blah, blah,
It was. It's called the great tale of Europe, but it was that. It was a conspiracy that I'm going to get to of how it developed into reality of Jews would go into neighboring villages, and kidnap Christian children or lure them, and then use their blood for the wine for sap. What I think was happening was that they started making these accusations enough and enough. Now, if you know, back in those, you know, in the mid-1800s and shit like that, it wasn't even just Jews inbreeding, but everyone is inbreeding. So of course, there's were going to be feeble-minded individuals. Yeah. But there will be some feeble-minded individual who could be driven to a rage of like,
I can't tell if he's
always accusing one retard.
He's Jewish, but
there was always accusing one.
I'm just explaining. He said he can't tell if you're anti-Jew, and I'm telling him that you are a Jew. You're just speaking facts right now.
I'm not so sure about you either.
Yeah. So like.
Let him go. Let him cook.
Sorry, boss.
Well, I mean, Derek is a little too pro-massage for my taste, but
You guys came on here a couple weeks ago. You said that Epstein was a member of Mossad, and I find that offensive. I find that the Mossad is a peacekeeping organization. It's a peaceful organization. We would never harbor such evil people, pedophiles.
Yeah, and pigs go flying. Yeah, but back to the bloodline.
I don't know if I'm wrong
like,
to listen or let it continue, but we got let him cook.
Let him cook. Let him cook. Right,
go
he's
off.
Good.
Yeah.
This is
so,
their career. I don't know what's happening.
So they picked on a Jew one too many times, and this motherfucker said, "You know what? They accusing me of kidnapping Christian children for blood. When we're not doing it, fine, I'm gonna do it." Like you just get. One pissed off retard.
So you think that they were building tunnels to kidnap Christian children in Brooklyn and sacrifice them?
Well, no, I mean, look, underground circumcisions, you know, with Biden.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Who gives a fuck if they're circumcising their kids under, like, the sidewalk? Who fucking cares, dude? That doesn't affect you at all.
Well,
what the fuck's it mean? That's the thing I don't understand. Who cares?
Well, I mean, you're a goyim, according, you know, by the book, I should treat you lesser than I, but, you know, you're Italian, and I like Italian.
He's Irish.
I'm a fucking Italian dickhead. What the fuck?
No, not you.
Ryan, this is why I asked you to come on here.
Hold on. Wait. But keep going what you were saying about... So you think they're going to...
No, he said that they were accused so much of stealing children that they was like, fuck it. If y'all going to say I did it, let's just fucking get it popping.
Yeah.
I thought this dude was talking about hide and go seek at the beginning.
Absolutely.
But you said this was like the 1800s.
Yeah, no, you got to tie that. He's got to tie
that. They were being accused of that in the 1800s.
Yeah. And you said those same ugly accusations are running around again.
Well, yeah, like...
The 1700s and 1800s are the height of the program. So, like, yeah, Russia and Eastern Europe was, like, the height of, we just don't trust these people. I mean,
how much of the podcast is this normally?
A lot.
Just,
yo, loosen up, boys.
I don't know how y'all could be loose talking about shit like this.
I don't know much about Jews, fine. Dude. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah?
No. I mean, this is an advice call... show, and I mean, does JC have any advice on how to cook some like good, you know, chicken sasson?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I do got good advice. Get a woman to do it for you. That's how
there
you
we
do
go.
That.
Yeah,
there it is.
There we go. That's a misogynistic podcast.
That's not misogynistic. Is they're better. They're better at it because they have more capabilities than men do in that way.
He's right.
All right, buddy. Hit us back later.
Peace.
Oh, this fucking guy.
Go ahead. You're live on the bathhouse.
Oh, the guy's back. JC's boy. Don Mendoza me. All right. I'm not going to ask you about how many times you're going up with Johnny, but okay. O'Toole. Well, lately.
What's up?
O'Toole to McCoy, dude. A couple of fucking potato monkeys just fucking crawling around on their knuckles.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you rather...
Go!
Oh, this fucking
dude,
guy.
Get this guy. I'm
go ahead, you're live. We're getting a lot of calls today. We're getting...
Yeah, he's leaving us hanging.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey!
What's up?
Finally, no more Danny, it's Derek time.
Yeah, for now. For this week and next week, yeah. How you doing?
Hey, man, I think you honestly one of the funniest people that Lewis has found in a couple of years, man.
Oh, I appreciate
really
that.
Enjoy your shit, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I was like one of the first people on your Patreon, too, man.
What are you trying to get me trauma over? Do I need the head? Oh, I need the head.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to Derek.
No, it's not your fault. No, something happened with the audio. We're good. It was super loud, dude. He almost blew our eardrums out. No, I appreciate it.
Go back to saying nice things about Derek. Yeah. He needs to hear it.
I know.
You know what? I'd rather listen to that loud noise in my ear than listen to this guy suck Derek's dick with compliments.
Jews? I don't really like Jews or Puerto Ricans, but you're all right, man.
I appreciate that, buddy. I'm bridging the gap here. I'm, go ahead. Say what you got to say, JC.
I got a question for you, man.
Go ahead.
So, like, the whole thing about, like, jail, I thought it was so interesting. That was pretty funny. But I just realized something, man. Like, you never hear about Asians in jail. Like,
they're
what
there.
What are they doing there?
They're there.
I know they're there. I mean, there's like, you know, not everybody is a fucking doctor and shit.
So the thing is, Asians.
You know, just wondering, like.
Like the Asians from like Queens and Chinatown that get locked up from like in New York, they're in gangs. Back in the day, they had a gang called the Flying Dragons. They were really about their business. You would think a name like the Flying Dragons, like, oh, these guys are retarded, but they weren't.
They
were
like racing they were,
about it.
Huh? No, they're in there for like stabbing people,
really?
Murder.
There's no races in there.
So the big thing.
I'm from California.
Oh, in California,
it's kind of the
Chinese.
Same thing here.
Yeah, yeah. So basically,
it depends. Like, if you go to like, go ahead.
Basically, in New York, when the Chinese came here, they were getting taken advantage a lot, and it's kind of the same thing with like the Bloods and the Crips, and that's how they ended up protecting themselves, like through violence. So the ones that are like invested into that life, or they're about it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You never met anyone who was in there for like peeling out in the fucking Stop and Shop parking lot, though.
No.
Oh, that would have been sick, man.
Not St. Rhode Island, chief.
Whatever, dude. Those are my boys, dude.
You guys don't have... There's not, like, Asians... There's not a place in New York, though, where, like, Asians, like, race and shit?
Dude, what do you think this is Fast and Furious?
Well, no, dude, in fucking Boston, dude, that shit's like mad. That's common.
You can't race in New York City.
No, I know, but yeah,
in New York,
Long Island
has. Do they race uptown at all?
Like Coney Island
in the Bronx?
Where I live, I'm not from the city.
Oh yeah, Queens. Queens, yeah.
Dude, I saw an Asian dude go like 80 past my apartment with no lights on at night. I was like, that's my fucking boy.
He was probably
dude.
Just driving to work.
Yeah. I don't even know if he was Asian, but I'm just...
just based on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He was on his way to collect cans. That's my cousin, bro.
He was selling cigarettes and VHS tapes, bro.
We should hang up on him because that was a heater. He's never going to do better than that. That's a good one.
He's like, let's go. Yeah, but I
I was wondering, sorry.
I've seen tough.
Just out of follow, like, I don't really, like, it's funny, like, I know this Eden family and the brother of that guy, he just, like, he always used to hang out with, like, a bunch of black dudes, you know, from Oakland and Richmond, from NorCal, you know, it's like all the rough areas.
Yeah.
But he went in for, like, 8 years, like, no idea.
So what happened?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I heard, like, if you go to jails out here in California, you got to hang out with your race.
Oh, that's the thing. Everybody knows on the West Coast, whites with whites, blacks with blacks, Asians with Asians. That's just how, and even it's even broken down. Like, yeah,
is that exclusive to West Coast prison, or is that an East Coast prison as well?
No, it's not like that on the East Coast. It's not like that on the East Coast.
What is it divided by?
Oh, it's not like that on the East Coast.
Gangs usually. It's just like the Bloods and everybody else. Okay. There's so many Bloods, and they locked up on the East Coast.
So what if you like some square Asian dude, and you go in, you know? You got like 8 years or something. Are you gonna just? What are you gonna do? You're just gonna get fucked by everybody, or
on the West Coast side? To be honest with you,
a massage parlor or what?
I have to open up a massage parlor on the tier. It's not a bad idea. Happy endings. I mean, from what I understand, from what I know, and I've never been incarcerated on the West Coast, is you're gonna have to get in where you fit in, and then you have to put in work, or there's gonna be a problem.
Are you boys with any Asians?
A couple. There are Asians. You can't ask.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to Derek Dresher.
Should I call Andre Kim?
That's wild.
Maybe I should call Andre. Call back next week. Andre will be here. He's going to be like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
I'm from Connecticut,
bro.
Really
like me. That'd be interesting. Yeah. But he's like one of those, you know, wiggery Asians, though. I don't know why he's trying so hard. I mean,
was that actually?
In Korea, there's no fucking black people there.
He called them a wiggery Asian.
Oh, man.
Hey man, come on. I'm not gonna say the N word on the phone.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. You should be proud of yourself. Most people wouldn't let something like public opinion stop them.
Yeah. And to be fair, no one's told you what you can't say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's live.
Well, I got respect for Derek. You know, if it was like Danny, I would have said the K word and the N word and just hang up. But you know,
this is a place.
Respect my boy.
This is a place where we. We think with our heads and we speak from our hearts. All right? So just keep that in mind, everybody. All right? That's for the people at home. You guys are... Take care, buddy.
Yeah, peace.
Caller, you're on with the bathhouse. This is fucking nonstop.
Here, Jimbo Mac.
Oh, he's back. All right. Fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Yes. Go ahead. Who?
You gotta dig holes. Or... You got two pairs of handguns bolted to each hand, or the government's watching you, which is probably already happening.
This doesn't even make sense, dude. How am I supposed to fuck one of those?
Or marry him or kill?
Cool, come on.
I'm supposed to fuck
some handguns. You could fuck handguns. I think you'd kill the whole.
Yeah.
And then you just marry the government because, like,
How do you kill a hole, dude?
This dude's bouncing bits.
Yeah.
How are you going to kill a hole?
I think you would fuck the hole. The fact is, we're all talking about it now.
Yeah, why? I don't understand why this
in the building.
I don't understand why the situation has to be marry, fuck, or kill. Why wouldn't you just say, what would you rather do?
Well, I mean, there is more than two options.
Yeah, Ryan. So
what? Everything else is only two options.
This is you got to open your third eye, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, JC.
On to the next.
All right, you're live with the bathhouse. Johnny, fucking relax, dude.
Hello, this is Bill Cosby.
What's up, Bill?
I'm going on tour.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He doesn't even sound like him.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's just talk to each other for a little bit.
That's got to be Lev.
That was not Lev.
Doing accents?
You think Lev is fucking going to call three times?
I mean, that's why I'm surprised.
Stuffing his face with dinosaur-shaped fucking chicken nuggets,
it
bro. Get
like
the fuck out of here. He's going live.
This is a wild place.
This has been a trip.
In.
Seeing you get so upset has been the highlight.
I just hate when people ask fucking questions that like, why did he have to say marry, fuck, or kill? Like, why wouldn't you say, like, what would you rather have?
I think he was trying to elicit a response from you specifically.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he
won. Well, then he already left me hanging on the phone call last time when he's like, what would you rather do? And then it hung up. And then it's like, I think he changed what he was going to do. Because he said, what would you rather? I don't think you would say, what would you rather? And then marry, fuck, or kill.
He strikes me as like Kevin Spacey in Seven. And you're Brad Pitt. He just wants to get under your skin.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, if you end up killing him, he's won.
Yeah. What's in the hole? What's in the hole?
Yeah, I don't know.
The government.
People just, people are bothering me, you know?
Yeah, no, I can see it.
It's bothering me.
Yeah, it is strange. I will say, I definitely understand where you're coming from, because it's like, this is wild people.
This has been so wild. I was about to answer that call. Yeah. Johnny, you all right? You on edibles or something?
No, I'm just chilling, dude. I don't. you guys are talking about Jews and holes and
he's
shit, dude.
He's probably doing the right thing.
I just don't want to say something and like lose 5 years of my life, you know what I mean?
Wow, smart guy. Yeah.
5 years how? What do you mean?
I just fucking blow everyone's brain off. You know what I mean? I wish I knew more about.
You don't want to lose your Manscaped.
I feel like the first guy I called read like an advanced stat sheet of all the things you've done.
Dude, does that make
I wouldn't want to say shit either.
Yeah, does that make you uneasy a little bit? How well that guy knew you?
A little bit, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Like, what the fuck's going on?
And if it didn't, think about it.
Yeah. He's probably parked in a car outside right now. He's gonna offer you a ride home after.
One guy asked how much I get up weekly.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
One guy was invested
maybe he's
in
a
your
fan.
Future.
He wants to see you perform.
I wonder how. I mean, he's probably an open micer himself to ask that question.
Yeah, probably. He probably knew the answer and he just wanted to make me upset.
He probably knows you.
Yeah.
Probably lives with
he
you.
He probably sees me at open mics. And he's
like, fuck him. Who gives a shit?
That's funny as shit, though.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit what he thinks?
He should continue doing comedy.
I love how Ryan is taking this seriously.
Why? Well, no, because I don't. Listen, I always say this. I always thought, like, the worst thing you could do is, like, call someone up and just fuck with them. You know what I mean?
It's true.
It's like, that's grounds for getting your fucking ass kicked. Right, you know what I mean? So it's like, when people do this, I don't think I need to behave in a certain way.
No, that's true.
I'm not saying I disagree with you.
No, he's right.
When people will prank call you, you stay on the phone?
No one's done that. No one's done that to me in
a while.
He
doesn't hang up. He's like, where are you?
No, Ryan being Call of Duty chat room's like, no, but tell me your address. Say it to my face.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, you want to take a call?
Yeah,
all right, I feel like. Go ahead, caller. You're live on the bathhouse with Danny Polachuk. The raccoon.
Shout out to Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. The South will rise again.
I have to actually, real quick, I got to say, for real, shout out to Johnny, because we were having crazy technical difficulties before the show started, and Johnny fucking made it happen. So shout out, Johnny. Johnny, give yourself a round of applause.
Don't press the pause
blowing
button,
our eardrums out, please. Still having little technical difficulties.
Yeah, for real, shout out, Johnny Glover. And then shout out to his ancestor, Robert E. Lee, the general from the South, defender of Virginia.
Is that not true? That's not true.
Johnny is a long lost descendant of Robert E. Lee.
Is that actually true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard body.
Yep.
Damn. He still holds all the records at West Point.
Yeah,
a lot of them he does.
Wait, hold on. What are his records?
Like fitness and like intelligence
racism,
and shit like
first
that.
First in racism.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about like the physical fitness shit.
For real? He was.
And they haven't really changed a lot of like those, like the exercise stuff.
It hasn't really changed. Push up, sit up, pull
up. All that shit.
Well, Johnny, you're a big fitness guy, so you probably look up to Robert E. Lee, I would imagine.
I don't even know who Robert E. Lee is, dude.
Good answer, Johnny.
Good.
I'm not gonna lie, I did not expect the most media trained out of the four of us to be Johnny Salami.
Dude,
I didn't expect
a lot of people
that.
Don't get it. Dude,
my man is tapped.
He is a beast, bro.
Hell
he's
yeah,
a fucking
dude.
Beast. He's a low top Chuck Taylor and sweats guy. That's nice. The kind of guy John.
Wait, what? We're talking about jerking each other off now? What the fuck's...
Now we're talking about Robert E. Lee and all of his fitness records.
What was his competition, though?
Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah.
No black dudes. Yeah.
No black dudes.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln.
I'm not impressed, dude.
Oh, Abraham, you mean at school?
At school. Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's black dudes now who couldn't break his records from 18,
really?
Whatever he was there.
You think they're still doing that?
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's no black people at West Point. Johnny, can you find out how many, what the percentage is?
There is. No, the Army-Navy game was at Gillette Stadium a couple weeks ago. I watched it. All right? There's black people at West Point.
You can't criticize how we got to the point.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
Yeah. Factual.
Huh? How many sports do you think the records are still unbroken just because black people don't get into them? Like, imagine, like, some, like, 6'6", like, nose tackle who's fencing, and he's just messing dudes up in the Olympics.
He's right, though, dude, if it's too gay.
Or, like, some, like, NBA center.
If it's too gay, they won't do it.
Some NBA center.
No one's gonna break that record.
So some, like, one of the NBA centers who's black and from Europe, and so he's like okay with the kind of a little bit fair stuff. Like 7 foot wingspan, dude just starts fencing, just wrecks dude because they can't even reach him.
What's his name? JC, you like
basketball. No, I think it's Rudy Gobert.
It's like
he's creating a player in 2K right now.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think the gayest event was?
The gayest event at the Olympics?
Yeah, but I think if you do the fencing thing though,
curling for sure is the gayest.
No, but I think the thing with fencing would be say if you do get like I don't know DeMarcus Cousins like if you have a small dude who gets it's kind of like when you have a fighter and their reach is too long, and then when a smaller guy gets inside like that I feel like there could be still like a sick like skinny little French dude or something
who just gets inside
you can strike with the edge of the leg.
You think at the end, the gayest dude wins?
Oil? Offensive?
Like, fencing,
or in general. I think in general, probably. Like in life.
There's a comedian that we know that's a fencer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fencing
seems pretty sick.
And you want to know what's funny? You want to know what's funny?
It seems cool.
He's a black guy.
It seems cool.
That's funny about
And you want to know what his name is?
Yeah, sure.
Juju.
Juju Fever's a fencer?
Really?
Shout out to Juju, man. Yeah. He's a good
he's
kid.
Like really, I didn't know that. He's like
Juju.
A really good fencer.
Well, now I know what I'm talking about.
I told him, like, bro, you got to talk about that shit on stage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, on guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On guard.
On guard.
On guard.
All right, you got any other?
You gentlemen have a
go ahead.
Good night.
Oh, you're out of here?
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Later, buddy. That was a decent conversation.
I was just saying, what is the gayest event, like the gayest record he broke?
The gayest record that Robert E. Lee broke?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't probably the shit he did in the Civil War, I would imagine.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think he was giving like HJs?
I just think with the South.
Got to keep the soldiers motivated.
And the South were being pretty gay about everything, weren't they? What's going on, buddy?
Over HJs.
That's what the war was fought over?
Sup, JC. Sup, Johnny. Sup, dress shirt.
How you doing, buddy?
Just here to tell you the Civil War was decided on blowjobs, not HJs.
BJs. What happened?
He's gone. Yeah.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he hung up.
What a legend, dude.
What a legend.
State your name, gangster. Whenever you hear the sound first, it creeps me out.
Yeah.
It's like, is this the bathhouse? Go ahead, buddy.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, facts, bro.
What's up, dude?
The only guy who's got his head screwed on.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on?
How are we living?
Is there someone else on the line here?
Do you have something to say?
It's just you. Fucking Ryan, would you relax?
What? How many times are we going to sit here? Am I talking? Are you talking? just fucking say something.
We need a Xanax for this fucking kid.
We need to let Ryan control the whole thing.
Yeah,
he needs to fucking wake up is what it is. We listen to you breathe for 6 seconds in it, and it's like no one's saying nothing. What are we going to do? Fucking breathing out of his mouth over here and he can't just say something.
Dude, they're doing this on purpose.
Okay. Are they actually?
There's a second line?
There's a delay.
Is there anything we could do to fix that?
No, I think just
patience, cuz.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on?
Ryan's relaxed
now. Thank you for that.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Shout out to Danny Polachuk, who's probably doing cocaine on a Belgian woman's tits right now. Shout out to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what happens. You're in a dry spell. It's been a while since whatever, and you don't have a whole lot of money. You're not interested in hookers. How do you get out there and spread the good word, if you know what I mean.
Well, you don't want to spend money is what you're saying. It's kind of hard to get pussy if you're not willing to spend a couple bucks.
Run it back towards HJs, man.
Yeah. Go to the South.
This is all connected now, Asians and hand drops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're saying go to the parlor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't want to spend money,
He doesn't want to do hookers, though.
Just don't spend any money, dude.
Where do you live? Do you live in like...
Hold on. So what, you just get the HJ and then run out?
Yeah.
Hmm. I actually like that.
Don't they take the money first, though?
I mean, I
would imagine they're like, you pay now.
Yeah, I feel like
they're not going to chase it after you, dude.
Dude, some of the mamasans, they ain't fucking around. Yeah, you get hit with a fucking throwing star running out the fucking back of the
place. You know, that was really big in my area, but a lot of them got shut down because they got found out. And I don't know if anyone does that around my town anymore.
What state you in?
The beautiful state of China, British Columbia.
Oh,
he's Canadian.
Okay. Oh, bro, there's definitely out there. You could probably find an African one now. I figured they do it too, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't want to spend money.
I don't think he has the money to spend, is what he's saying.
Where do you live? Do you live in like the suburbs? Or you live in a big city?
A hybrid of both. Surrey and Woody Westminster.
So, like, where's like a public place where
the
girls?
Dogtown Farm.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, you fucking sneak up on her at the park.
No. That wasn't what I was gonna say.
No, you get shot for that out here. You can't be doing that.
So listen, you ever see the movie? What was that movie with Chappelle when he takes the girl on the date with $11?
Oh, that's baked. Well, half baked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, do you have any girls that you even talk to right now? Let's like get down to brass tacks.
I mean, obviously not. He's calling us, cuz.
No, he needs help. You got a girlfriend. I get laid. Derek bangs dudes. You know, he's at the right place.
Yeah, I have girlfriends, but I'm not. They're none of them are romantic.
Oh, so you're in the friend zone.
And it's getting pretty.
Well,
bad.
Do you want
some of them? I'm not interested in that way, but others are just like.
Yeah, but at the point at the point you're at now, you gotta do something.
I don't see how he gets Xbox too.
I don't know, but if anything can be done, I guess.
No, it can't. That's what you need to change. No. You just tell yourself it'll happen. I know that sounds gay, but like it's really not that difficult if you're actually around people. You know,
I also think you should change your stance on money. You gotta spend it.
You don't have to spend a lot though.
Have to spend some.
Yeah, but it could be. It doesn't have to be directly on the girl. Go hang out at a cafe and drink fucking tea all day and then talk to pretty girls.
Yeah,
I should have brought like a pen and piece of paper, dude.
Johnny, you have a problem with ladies?
I don't even know if there are any cafes over here that have pretty girls that go to them anymore.
Wait, so
like,
I
don't.
You're not a recluse, is what you're saying, right? You don't just stay inside your house jerking off all day. You go out and about, right?
No, I go out and I try and what do? I go out and I do things. I go dance. I go and see people and play sports and.
If you play sports and you dance and you ain't getting pussy, what the fuck is going on, bro? You got like a third eye or some shit like that?
This guy's got six dicks, dude.
You know what's going on? I guess when you're a nice guy, it's hard to shed. It's hard to shed being a nice guy.
No, listen. No. I tell you, it's not about being a nice guy. You have no fucking confidence is what it is. Yeah. That's really all it comes down to. Mm-hmm.
No,
just think. You don't have to be a dickhead either.
Listen, bro. Listen to the Boston Project trash.
Yeah,
no, he's actually spitting facts right now.
I'm being 100% serious.
He's the only one that's helping.
I'm being serious.
I'm just messing. Talk to him.
Listen, like just go out. And just tell yourself like you're gonna strike out a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that will happen, but it's like you just gotta do it.
You gotta stay at it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're already striking out. You gotta keep going. It's a numbers game.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
You're totally right. Years ago.
Okay.
Years ago.
How long are we talking?
My last had one. Like not 10 years ago, but like maybe 7 or 8.
And how long were you with her for?
6 months, maybe a year.
Damn.
Well, he can have. Yeah, but
this guy's got fucking. This is a code red.
No, he can do it. He can do it. You just got to get out there. You got to keep playing the numbers.
7 years, not incarcerated.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, even that's not a big deal. But he didn't.
It was like, yo, you gotta go and get a hooker. Like code red.
Hold on. Have you been laid? Have you gotten laid at least like in the last like 7 years?
maybe 1 or 2 or 3 years.
You can do it.
Okay, that's a lot.
Even if you're lying right now, you can still do it, bro.
Lying on your dick. Lying on your dick.
It's okay. You can definitely. It's confidence, bro.
Why you lying this on your? No, it's all right, bro. Listen, I went like 2 years once without getting laid, and then I got out of prison, and all bets were off. But I don't know. Ryan is 100% right.
So are you telling me I should go to prison and then come out and be a better man? Is that what I should do?
No.
The longer this goes on, the hole's getting deeper, cuz.
Yeah.
This guy's driving through a house after this, dude.
No,
Ryan is 100% right. You really gotta buck up. You gotta pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get out there and fucking talk to women, dude. If I'm you, I make
dude,
a play.
My bootstraps are broken though. Like I'm getting by on fucking 20-cent bootstraps and I can't buy a new one. Like,
it doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter. Listen to me. I got married to a woman that was a beautiful woman, all right? I was on food stamps. I was unemployed. I was living in her house, not giving her a dollar for fucking rent.
And she was busting it open for him every night.
But it's just like a confidence fucking thing. That's all it is. Even if you haven't been laid in 2 years or whatever the fuck
she didn't
you said
speak
it was.
English either. We
and
forgot
they don't
that.
Have to know that. They don't know what you've been through these last 7 years.
You don't need like money to get like a what about Tinder and all that shit? They have that in Canada, don't
you got to pay for that shit now?
Tinder?
Though.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Everybody's bro, dude. The only way you're getting in anybody's algo or make anything happen is if you play with
then
the
fuck
dating
that.
Apps.
Do it the real life thing. Do the
Should
real life.
Should he make
thing.
A pass with one of his lady friends?
All of them.
Yeah. Well, that's I what I was gonna. That's what I was gonna ask. Hold on. That's what I was gonna ask. Actually, do you want to like fuck any of your friends that you said no because he didn't? Do you want to? Like, is there one? No, I don't. Is there one of your friends that you're interested in?
Most of them, no. Most of them, no.
Okay, then what about the other ones that aren't? Yeah. Most of them.
Gotta stop telling people.
I think, like you said, like I lack the confidence to.
So, do you have a friend?
Like, close the deal, or whatever.
One of your friends. Do you think she's like pretty, and you wanna be more than a friend to her?
Maybe.
Well,
no.
You know where, dude? You know where this guy needs to go?
Where?
He's gonna have to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But. Supercuts.
Yo, now we cracking cases.
No joke, dude.
Go to Super. Don't.
Oh,
go.
Fuck the hairdressers.
Yeah.
No, man. Just get a new cut. Or fuck the, whatever.
Yeah, whoever cuts his hair, just.
Oh,
fuck them.
Is it all girls who cut your hair there?
No, yeah. I only get my hair cut by dudes.
Well, change it.
These guys get a lower standard.
No.
You gotta change your life, dude.
You just gotta do different things.
I don't know a pretty hairdresser who's a woman who like.
No, she's not gonna be pretty. It's Supercuts, dude. What the fuck?
So the thing with this guy is he doesn't have the confidence.
I can't do it. Not interested.
He doesn't have the confidence to talk to pretty girls that he doesn't know, but he also has a very high standards.
What are you spanking to?
What do you masturbate to? If you didn't hear him the first time.
I don't even know anymore. Someone who's probably like way out of my reach, I'll just say.
I don't think anyone's jerking off to threes, dude.
Yeah.
This guy's not even jerking off. This guy's jerking off to like bushes, dude. Like what? I just want to know what he's getting off to, dude.
He said something that would never have any interest in him. Which, see, bro, you gotta drop that.
Women tell me I'm pretty. Women tell me I'm pretty. I'm just like not confident to close the deal.
Wait, women tell you you're pretty? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
here?
Or you're handsome or whatever.
Oh, handsome.
The
right. There's a difference between pretty and handsome. Pretty is for females. Handsome is for men.
Yeah. So
right?
Then you say something back that like they.
There
find
is only two genders, everybody. We just want to make that clear.
Up in Canada, I think there's like 57.
Well, Canada's not a legitimate country anymore, anyways.
He's right.
I don't know.
So what? Before this, we let this guy go and take another caller. What are we going to do to help him?
Start him with who?
Listen, you said it best, bro. You have to go out and talk to women, or you make a hard pass at one of your lady friends if they really exist.
But do it that you mean it. Don't be like, oh, I think I could fuck her, so I'm going to go for it. Go for the one you want to go for.
Yeah, just try to kiss her, dude.
Figure it the fuck out, man.
Yeah.
Jesus
Good
Christ.
Luck. Good luck.
Hello. You're live with the Bath House.
Good job.
Hello.
Figure it the fuck out. That was like a movie or something playing in the back, right?
Yeah, but no, that guy, he didn't even want to have sex, bro.
He had the TV on.
He was just chatting.
He's probably spanking to rejection.
Probably.
He was just chatting, mate. Go ahead, buddy.
Yo, that last caller needs some help.
Yeah,
100%.
It's not that difficult, though. That's why it's frustrating.
Well, first of all, you've never had that problem before, Ryan.
No, I have. What are you talking
about? When you were in, like, fourth grade?
No, but you got to go. No, there's been times where I'm like,
I've seen you now. You walk up to
somebody.
Me like, yo, we want to fuck right now. That's how you do it now.
Please. No, I don't. I'm not an animal.
Ryan's a gentleman.
I'm just saying, you got to, all that guy needs to do is go out. It's not that. It's really not that difficult.
Somehow I think that was Johnny calling.
Yeah, no, all he needs he can get a job and do like a part time job like bartending or something.
Yeah, exactly.
We wish you were on the panel, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd never had if someone calls and has a question to ask about heroin, like I'm on it.
Yeah.
Like I'm up. But like when it comes to stuff like that,
I almost didn't think that last guy was being genuine, bro. I was like, we gave him like 20 minutes of
advice. He's called before. Yeah.
He's had confidence issues. Yeah, That's all it is.
I thought he was like gonna be like playing Xbox and jerking off like me or something, like not getting out. He's actually getting out.
See, but you work out, you play Xbox, you jack off.
But I don't really go out though. He's going out dancing. Dude, if I went out dancing, I'd be shredding it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean, are you going out? Are you going out and doing spots, Salami? Like, how else are we?
Fuck, man.
This guy's on your fucking ass.
Yeah, they got a bullseye on Johnny Salami today.
Damn, dude. Listen, I'm gonna drive into a house.
Did you get that shirt last year at the 23 summer Walmart collection?
Damn, 2022.
I thought that was 2021.
Yeah, I think it's a good shirt.
That's a great shirt. Yeah, I love the shirt.
I got like six of these.
Yeah. I love the shirt.
Everyone, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Johnny Salami, fucking taking heavy fire tonight.
Yeah.
But still standing strong.
What's
this
guy's name?
Salami. What's your favorite deli in New York City?
A deli?
Yeah. Where you get your cold cuts at, kid?
Probably just Costco, dude.
Johnny is the most unassuming fucking dude there is, bro.
He's buying bulk, man.
For real?
At Costco, yeah.
How's the dog?
He's chilling, dude.
The dog is fucking...
He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a tank now.
What's his name again?
Bub.
Bub, yeah. The beautiful, beautiful bulldog.
Yeah.
I love bulldogs.
Yeah. Shout out Bub, dude.
Yeah. I wish you would have brought him.
Oh, yeah. He's probably get arrested.
So, you and Bub are both bulking?
Yeah. Always bulking, dude.
Buying bulk?
He said bulking, right?
I think he said boning, dude.
I mean, same thing, dude. This guy's telling me I get no spots. And I'm fucking
no,
my
he
dog.
Didn't say that. That was
no, he asked he didn't say what he did insinuate.
Yeah, he asked you a
if
question.
If we knew where that guy was, dude, I'd say like if he was like upstairs, we just beat the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
The guy that the first dude that called him asked Johnny how many times a week he was going up.
That was fucking me. What's up?
Yeah, dude, what are you doing? He's like, don't give somebody else credit for my joke.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I love Ryan has finally chilled out. He's fucking leveled out. This is great. This has been fun. Well, you got any questions for us, Bud, or no?
No, I got a question for the tool guy.
What's up?
So I thought for sure you were gay. So I was surprised that you have a wife.
Had a wife.
Because he left her for a man. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got caught being gay, didn't you? Yeah. I feel it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to ask a question here or no?
Tom, your voice is insane.
My voice? Fuck you! What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck you! Yeah. Oh my god!
No.
Let him laugh. Let him laugh. Hey, I can't say your name, but have you ever got laid based off of how you talk? No, you haven't. Okay, I have, so fuck off.
Dude, you sound like such a catty girl right now.
Okay, well... Hey,
Ryan, you can hang up at any time.
No. I want to keep it going. I want to keep it going because that's fine. You know, I don't give a shit.
Dude, we went back to high school this episode, dude.
That's fine.
I just want to let you know this has never happened. I've done the show 100 times.
Really?
I've never had that hard to believe. I've been on. Johnny, has anyone ever gotten attacked like this? Maybe Lev a little bit.
Oh man!
Yeah, but this is
That's what you're supposed to do when you call people up, though. You know,
we fuck with Lev because we love him, and we're scared he's gonna die.
No, dude, that fear is a healthy fear. The way he's going right now, he will weigh 600 pounds by next year. He'll be doing Zoom comedy shows from his couch.
Is he talking about Lev?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Dude, if him and Zach and Miko made an OnlyFans, they would make bank, dude. For real.
What would they do on the OnlyFans?
Dude, like pig porn, and like it would be big in the gay community,
this
for sure.
Fucking guy, Jesus, you're on one tonight, buddy.
Dude, this tool guy would fucking love it. He would slap it right up.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not into that stuff. don't know what else to say. Not into it. The thing is, I'll be 100% honest, dude. I wouldn't give a fuck if I was gay. Yeah. All right? Honestly,
I would.
No,
I
yeah,
would
sure,
not.
You would.
I would.
But,
you wouldn't be allowed
but
here
I'll say
right
this.
Now.
Through the first 30 years of my life, if I was gay, I'd probably have way less problems in my fucking life. And I'm not putting anyone...
How?
Because all my fucking problems have been with broads, dude. That's why. You know, if I was gay, if I just had to deal with a dude...
Gays have more problems.
I'm sure they do.
You get chased and beat up.
Yeah, no, there is that. And I'm sure, like, coming out as gay is, like, pretty hard. But it's, like, everything else is, like, you know.
There's the AIDS.
Anal.
Yeah, hepatitis. Yeah.
Anal's a big one.
You're a bug chaser.
You know
what?
Maybe I'll. You're right. Maybe I rescind that one. Maybe I rescind that one, actually. Maybe I'll rescind that one, actually. You're right. Okay. You got to say stupid shit out loud to realize that.
You got to hear yourself say it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I'm straight.
You got anything else, Rosebud?
I have a quick question. I'm flying out to the hometown on the West Coast, and I'm going surfing. But it's been like 20-foot waves there the past like 2 weeks, and it's still going to be hammering, supposedly, when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
I don't really surf that much anymore. Should I do it?
Yes, 100%. You're getting on a fucking airplane to do it. Of course you do it, dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm getting on a what?
A fucking airplane, dickhead. Okay?
I thought you guys were about to bond and become cool.
No,
and then this, the vitriol.
He can't help himself.
Yeah, yeah. No, fuck him. I hope you get hit by a fucking shark while you're surfing, you dickhead. I really do. I hope you fucking lose a leg.
A great white shark.
Yeah, I really do.
Dude, I can't believe any girl has ever taken you serious. That's hilarious.
No, please. Because I'm not too much of a pussy to go surfing, that's why. All right? Stop being a little bitch, all right?
He does have a point that no girl is taking you seriously, though.
Trust me, they have. Okay? I've been physically assaulted by women we know. Okay?
Imagine all the stories they tell all their friends, though.
You want me to really go off? I'll start fucking mentioning names.
No.
What'd you say?
Yeah. No, don't.
What'd you say?
Don't.
What do I have? What the fuck do I have to lose? What'd you say?
Spicoli, what'd you say?
Yeah. Go surfing, okay?
Dude, I'm going to go shred the gnar, dude. Just like you shred the gnar on some pipes, too.
Shred the gnar, baby. That's right.
Right, boy.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Motherfuckers is on it.
Yeah.
Damn. His impression of you, pretty fucking good.
That's why I couldn't. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to? Yeah. You know? It was.
You had to play the pussy card. You're like, I've got laid because of my accent.
Yeah, I know. He got me. He got me.
No, taking it serious makes it fucking cinematic. It's so fun.
I hope the people at home are enjoying. I hope we've done all right. We've got about 15 minutes.
Oh, finally, we got a female. Let's go.
Well, we don't know if it's a female yet. It says weird names
might
sometimes.
Might be an Asian.
That's true.
Go ahead. You're live on the Bathhouse with the Raccoon Jew.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Ryan's a little upset, but the rest of
I'm fine.
Hey, man, you're a good guy. That guy's a piece of shit.
He was good.
He was funny.
I mean, he is a piece
now
of shit.
Now Ryan wants to argue with him.
Shit.
He wants to...
No, hey, don't fucking disrespect Ryan's friend like that.
Yeah. He's a piece of shit, but, you know, not in a crazy way or anything.
What you got going on, buddy?
Dude. What are the chances I could get you guys to help me get my general manager fired?
Well, fucking explain.
Okay, so I have a recording at a meeting between eight of us and him. A female employee tells him to his face that he's touching her and making her feel uncomfortable and creepy. Mm. And this asshole just defends himself.
Mm. How did he defend himself?
Dude, I can email you the audio clip right now.
Paraphrase it.
Johnny, should we take should we do that? We couldn't play it.
I can email it to you right now.
What did he say?
Can you tell us verbatim what he said?
I can tell you a little bit verbatim. He basically said he's from Louisiana, and that justifies him to love other people.
Hey, bro, bro, listen, end of argument.
Yeah. Right? I think you got what you need, cuz. Only thing bad is if he did a Cuomo defense, he was like, I'm not perverted, I'm just fucking Italian.
Bro, bro, you got to realize, people from, like, from Louisiana and also from East Texas, East Southern Texas, such like borders Louisiana, they say the same. I'm from Texas.
But what's he doing to this girl? Is he touching her titties or what?
No, he's touching her and calling her love and baby,
like,
and she wasn't
touching
even
her, though? Is
new.
It like on the shoulder, or is he like really like going for it?
Explain the touching.
Lower back. Mm. Lower back.
And she doesn't like it, and she's expressed that?
Yeah, she
Bingo.
Told him.
Hear it in the audio clip. He tells it to her to his face in front of all of us at a fucking meeting, like, you're calling me love and baby and this, and I don't like you doing that.
Okay. Now, what
and he just defends his actions.
Now,
he eventually apologized, but
I mean, if you guys work at a gym, then this behavior is completely fine. Mm. But
yeah,
no, man, it's a restaurant. I work at a restaurant.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for her to win that one. Yeah.
Oh, for real. Get this. He hasn't even been here a month. No background check. She didn't check his references. The owner has other locations in California. We have one here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She just left him with us and flew there for a month to work on those locations. So he's just been saying stuff to her and not double checking with us. So she thinks we're making things up about him at this point.
Yeah, but the thing
because
is,
we keep having so many things.
She needs to smarten up, because if you hear the same thing about somebody from like five different people, chances are it's true. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's most likely a duck.
That's the thing, though. We haven't hit five people yet. And a bartender that's been there for almost 5 years from the start, who's her friend, she's basically on the verge of firing her. And they've been friends from the start. She busts her ass for her. But the owner's about to fire her over this fucking asshole.
Well, who's this guy to her?
Is he connected, this guy?
Yeah. Is he, like, fucking the owner?
No, he's just some guy. No,
so
he's just some guy happened to live by.
Yeah. And the GM's probably too lazy to go out and find another one, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the chick
No. The owner hired this general manager.
The owner's the general manager. Yeah, the owner doesn't want to go look for another general manager, probably. That's
correct.
That's probably
she just really wants it to work out, but this guy he's a predator.
So this is why I think
What kind of food does this restaurant serve?
Yeah, is it like a bar? What kind of place do we got here?
If we're talking mozzarella sticks, this is normal.
Yeah.
It's there's full service. It's Mediterranean food. It's service and bartenders and shit. It's like
maybe
a restaurant.
Maybe Middle Eastern, Greek, something like that.
Yeah.
Greek, yeah.
Oh, it's a diner.
Well, how much is it bothering all you guys?
Are you guys selling omelets in the evening?
Is it bothering the
Oh, dude,
the chick?
I want to quit. I genuinely want to quit, but I can't because I need money.
All right. Yeah, that's
I think
tough.
They
like,
have
I would. If I could quit right now, I would.
If you could coordinate between the five people that's on the tape and all bring it to the person, y'all should be.
Yeah, yeah, bro, yeah. This is the thing. If anybody gets fired.
We're trying to.
Listen. If anybody gets fired and you have that tape, someone's getting paid.
Yeah.
Someone's getting
paid. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got a question.
How
the fuck did you tape this?
With the iPhone, right?
So get this. I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was going to be a normal meeting. I just put my phone on the bar, not thinking anything of it, and I just start recording. So maybe the owner wants to know how the meeting went, and I was going to tell her.
Mm.
And this just happened. Like, she's sitting next to me, and she just starts saying this to him. And I'm, like, going to another dimension and back, because that was so nuts.
Have you sent it to the owner?
No, I'm playing it for her tomorrow.
Oh,
so audio. You just gotta be patient.
If that doesn't work, I'd say you guys just take him out behind the restaurant, beat the shit out of him.
Is it that or someone's
gonna have to like threaten him at least?
Yeah. Is this like an audio of him touching her lower back?
The best way to describe him is like Santa's gross brother.
Fucking Johnny sitting on that one.
Y'all got it, man.
Johnny came in like,
yeah. Show the owner, they'll see reason this guy will be gone next week.
Well, it's just audio, so there's no video of him touching her.
But
you have
from Louisiana, you're gonna fucking
But I got clear ass audio.
Yeah. yeah.
Because we went, listen, baby, I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, so yeah, and then you said he basically just was like, listen, I do that. I'm from Louisiana. That's how we get down.
The biggest thing is if you want to get this guy canned, you can't act over emotional in this meeting. You got to talk.
You got to be professional.
Correct.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You got to say things like unsafe work environment.
Yes, because he said this. I've had to defend myself over the years on how I love other people.
It'd be so funny if you played like the wrong audio.
It's just Old Town Road.
It's like a Bang Bus video.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
That'd be awesome.
I'm gonna ride till I can no more.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And then the fucking owner's like, "What the fuck is this?"
Dog, go all in at the meeting. Play the audio. If you get fired, if you take your shot, you miss. There's other diners that you can work at. You'll be good, bro.
And that's another thing. I'm afraid I'm going to get fired, too.
No, you won't. Listen, you're not, you're not going to get fired.
Bro, the thing is, the restaurant, you know how, like, Texas was jammed up with, like, Juneteenth? Yeah. Like, that's how the restaurants are with sexual harassment. Oh, it's like, that's sense, how, sense. Yeah,
but,
they're
but
way
if
behind.
If you want to leave the place, I will give you this. If this thing goes south tomorrow and there's no, just don't fucking quit. Find another job and then quit.
Yeah, facts. All right,
especially if you need money.
I'm trying.
After this call, we're going to take one more.
It's out of season.
Dog, no matter what, you're doing better than the guy who hasn't gotten fucked in like 8 years. I believe in you.
Yeah.
All right. This is our last call.
Bye. Later, bye. JC.
Gio, you want to hop on for this one? There we go. So, all right, JC, take care. JC Mendoza, everybody. We'll wait for it. This is going to be our last call, and then we'll sign out. JC Mendoza, Soft Launch Podcast with Sam Santos. Great, funny show. Follow them both on Instagram at Make Me Laugh Sam and Peach Fuzz Poppy. All right, go ahead, buddy. Last call.
I just missed JC. Okay, I mean, I was going to call in because I just wanted.
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Don't stroke out on us now.
Okay, we good?
We're good, we're good.
I was thinking America is kind of really amateur at racism. And I was kind of like re-inspired about this because like I heard like Stavi and Jan's Papa's talking about this, but America's real basic about their hatred of other people, but they don't understand how there's like hatred in like former Yugoslavia and the other parts of Europe.
Yeah, there was complete genocide. Whole cities were destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, you got to realize we're not that old of a country. We haven't even been around for fucking 250 years.
The thing is we're so nasty at being a country, we've just bypassed all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, you're American. Well, I know you came from Russia. You're a Russian Jew, but you're American. You got to listen.
Well, I did the thing called assimilation. With all this locust coming in the border, they ain't going to do that. I did that thing. Ain't gonna do that.
So yeah, you've assimilated. You're now a Texan. You're not even an American. But America, I mean, people are always gonna hate people no matter what. Like it's a tribal thing.
Even if there was only all white people, or only if we were all one race, there would still be something to divide.
Like the first thing I saw when I saw Johnny today, because I know Ryan is Irish. I go, Johnny, you're a Polak, right? Like, and it's just like I was fitting him already into that. Like I like Johnny. Do I like Polish people as a whole? Absolutely not. I like Ryan. Do I love Irish people as a whole? Fuck no. Yeah. Can't stand them. They're horrible, horrible. They're not even. Ryan's like the only one.
I mean, here's the thing with the Irish and the Italian and when I say Italian, I mean Italian, like Italian Americans and Irish Americans.
Grease
all the stereotypes about them about. All the stereotypes about being super Catholic, abusive at home, hateful of those who look the least like them, suspicious of who their daughters date, yada, yada, yada. I like that. I hope the Irish and the Italians never change their ways. When it comes to slavery...
Now, Ryan, you can vouch for everything he just said.
Hey, I got... He hit keep going.
He hit the nail on the head.
I can keep going.
And then the thing with slavery is... Now, slavery is morally reprehensible. You can't be putting other people and humans into bondage. But
I think the worst part of slavery was that it brought sub-Saharan Africans to the blessed lands of what is now America. Now, and South America. Like, I've always maintained, like, the foreign policy of leave the savage alone. Like, we don't need to go into any more, you know, foreign and undeveloped lands and bother those kind of people. Like, we should let them be. It's just, you know, I just always thought, like, how can Americans complain about racism when they don't even understand, like, ethnic, you know, complexities that are from the old world?
Mm.
I mean, what, you thought? Yeah, I mean, look at the Iberian Peninsula. We got Spanish, Catalan, and the, not Guernicas, but the, you know, there's like three different ethnicities.
Yeah, just well, Spain alone. The Sephardic Jews used to live over there. And then Isabella said, leave. She said, convert or die first. And then after that, she was like, nah, fuck that. Even if you converted, leave or die. And she kicked all
convert
the people
to what?
She wanted the Jews to convert. Because the Spain and the Iberian Peninsula back in the day
was trans, dude.
And don't even get me started on the Irish and the English. Because
what about?
I mean, my problem with the Irish is they let the Union Jack fly on the northern part of that rock they live on. And then the English, they have a little northern part of this rock, and they let that Protestant and Catholic tricolor, because the Irish flag is green for the Catholics, white for peace, and orange for the Protestants. But it's like, what, you're gonna let those Irish live on the rock that you have a Union Jack flying over?
So, I'm American. I have no fucking idea, dude. I don't know people in Ireland other than
you. Don't have any family out there?
No.
Really?
I've never even known of if I have.
What generation Irish are you in?
Bro, I got to be like
6th, 7th,
probably 5th or 6th or something.
All your family's Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They came. I know that people came from Ireland. You know what I mean? I just don't. I don't know if I have fucking. I don't have cousins or anything over there.
Yeah. And if you did, you wouldn't care.
Brother, you got to go back there. You got, I mean, Ireland is being taken over by.
What do you think? I'm going to go back there and fight the cause or whatever? Like, no. If I go to Ireland, I'm going to get drunk.
Ryan's going to land in Ireland and go, fuck is going on?
Yeah, I'm not
going
to.
Protestants?
I have heard, though, what's going on with, like, they're arresting people for, like, videos they're posting on the internet and stuff like that. Someone told me something.
You got it. You got to go back there and spread your seed plenty amongst main, you know.
I don't really like Irish. Yeah,
He grew up with three sisters.
Ireland is for the Irish. Ireland is for the Irish and, you know.
Well, the thing is, people from Ireland would not consider Ryan, because
I'm not.
Irish.
I don't
fucking
consider myself Irish. Yeah. You know, I hang out with actual Irish people, but I've never. That's some bullshit I've never agreed on. Like, not that I've agreed on, but it's like growing up, it's like everyone gets like an Irish flag tattoo. You've never even fucking been over there, dude. Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
I know. I have two flags tattooed on me. I'm a jackass. 100%. Yeah. I want to get them covered
makes
up.
Dumb shit. What flag?
I have a Puerto Rican flag and a German flag tattooed on me. Yeah. Yeah. Stupid.
You been either?
It's
a big rock.
The Irish guy, I mean, hey, the Irish were slaves, and that should never be forgotten. So that's first off, foremost.
Yeah, trust me. And despite the fact. They're not letting it be forgotten.
Yeah, no, I mean, they sent the Irish down to Jamaica so they could burn cutting down sugar cane.
Yeah, well, a lot of Irish people also ended up in Jamaica because they just took the wrong boat there. But
why
right.
do you think they're accent? Why do you think they're accent?
I know. I know. The second biggest group of people in Jamaica have Irish heritage. I already know that. But it's like
Bob Marley. Yeah. His father was Irish.
Yeah. God. Yeah. I mean, you know, how many Jamaican dudes do you know named Donald? You know what I mean? A million. It just happens, you know? I think people kind of know that, though, I think.
And this is a great way for us.
Here in America, they don't want to let you say that out loud.
Who's not letting you say it out loud? We just said it out loud.
The tunnelers.
The tunnelers? What?
The little hats.
You're talking about Jews again?
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen, buddy, we got to let you go. We're going to end this thing up. Thanks for calling. All right. No more calls for the evening. Yeah. Johnny, tell everybody where they can find you.
Just the Johnny Salami Podcast and at open mics.
That's right. Ryan O'Toole Podcast. Follow me on Instagram. It's Ryan O'Toole. I-T-S Ryan O'Toole. I just put shit on there, so follow them.
Yeah, follow Johnny, follow Ryan, Derek Drescher, On The Gate Podcast, subscribe on YouTube. Johnny Glover, The Southern Leather, thank you so much, and I will be back again next week. Hope you guys enjoyed. Take care. Have a good night.
Peace.
Really a poet, you know it, all my shit heroic. Empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stolen. Bleep, blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These charts from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic through. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. I'm pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. A poet, you know it, all my shit heroic. Empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stolen. Bleep, blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These charts from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, I'm pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. A poet, you know it, all my shit heroic. Empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stolen. Bleep, blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These charts from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they trying to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my